Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
This morning, our dishing has to do with Ariana Grande. Okay. She recently took to Instagram to promote a new product, Blur Butter, with a clip of her impersonating several Harry Potter characters, including Molly Weasley, Bellatrix Lestrange, Ron Weasley, Harry, Hermione Granger, and Dobby. Take a listen.
Where's my Blur Butter, you?
Not me. Not my Blur Butter. Where is it, Hermione?
Dobby wants to know where his Blur Butter is, Master. Dobby has been presented with the Blur Butter. He is a free elf. Dobby is free.
It's kind of ridiculous. Although I will say it raised a few concerns for me about her weight because she is very, very thin. Some old David Bowie recordings from 1965, back when he was still Davy Jones, are coming out in September. And Prince Harry has poked fun at his thinning hair during an appearance on the Joe Marler We'll See You Now podcast. Jokingly, he clarified, hang on, let me let you hear from him what he said.
I trim my beard every sort of 5-6 days. Just to keep it a little bit tidy. Nothing really happening on top. I get a haircut. Otherwise, I try not to look at what's happening.
I try not to look at what's happening. He did clarify, though, that he said, people think I'm a ginger, but I'm really more like sunset, like auburn. I'm not sure what difference it makes. If you're wondering how Eric Stone Street from Modern Family scored an invite to Taylor Swift's wedding, it's because he's a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan, and he's known Travis Kelce for years. How do they know each other? I need details. The trailer for I Play Rocky dropped yesterday. It's the story of how Sylvester Stallone fought to get Rocky made with himself in the lead. Anthony Ippolito plays Stallone. He has got the voice down, y'all.
Are you delusional? You don't got the looks to be a movie star.
You talk like you got rocks in your mouth.
The only way for me to get to show people is I'm going to have to write a script for myself.
Write a script and give yourself the best part.
You wrote this in 3.5 days.
This is freaking good.
To have someone like Chuck Bronson, or we could do Eastwood.
Guys, I play Rocky.
So the writer wants to be in it as the lead.
No, absolutely not.
Throw some money at him. $25K.
No, I'm not giving this up. Not for $1 million.
And that's history right there. I Play Rocky opens in theaters this November. I want to see it. The hospitalization of Eminem's ex-wife Kim Scott that I told you about earlier this week over the weekend was actually for a suicide attempt. And hopefully she's getting the support that she needs. Ride or Die follows Debbie and Judith, two best friends whose lives are thrown into chaos when Judith reveals she's an international assassin. After a hit goes wrong, the pair flee across Europe while being pursued by law enforcement and dangerous criminals.
Deb, I'm an assassin. I kill terrible people for money.
What if I did it for free? I'd be a serial killer.
Who are these people?
Your husband stole millions from the mob. Now they're after you.
Please just trust me.
Trust you.
Yeah, you'll probably recognize Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso, but also it stars Octavia Spencer as her ride or die buddy. And it's now streaming on Prime Video. Tom Holland says the only thing Batman has over Spider-Man is money. And Will Ferrell says he quit his job at Disneyland. It wasn't about the money. It was about the job. It was just one day that he worked at Disneyland when he was a college student. He was hoping for a role like Jungle Cruise operator, but alas, no.
So they assigned me one of the front kiosks for selling tickets, but I was too embarrassed to call up Disneyland. So my friend John called on my behalf and they asked, okay, a reason for leaving? And he said, I have a tryout with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, Will Ferrell. His show The Hawk is now streaming on Netflix, where he plays Lonnie the Hawk Hawkins, a former top-ranked golfer attempting a late career comeback. There's video of Shia LaBeouf. Y'all, he's actually being kind of nice while asking this woman to stop bothering him at a grocery store. Take a listen. This is her recording him through her window.
God bless you. Hi. How are you? Hey, you're scaring my dad. You're scaring my people. You hear me? You hear what I'm saying? God bless you. Leave me alone.
Yeah, the woman was later arrested for stalking. This is not a paparazzi. This is someone who's obsessed with Shia LaBeouf. Anyway, all right, that's... no, wait, I have a dirt alert. So, y'all, as if R. Kelly hasn't asked enough, he has now asked Trump to commute his 30-year sentence. Why? Yeah. If you are going to ask for a sentence to be commuted, you should at least show us that you deserve it.
What can I say except you're welcome?